Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of taking photographs, the prohibition of making images of living things on rugs, stones, clothes, dirhams, cushions, dinars, pillows, etc., and the prohibition of forming images on walls, roofs, curtains, turbans, clothes, etc., and the command to obliterate images. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من صور صورة في الدنيا كلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح يوم القيامة وليس بنافخ كلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح يوم القيامة وليس بنافخ متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrated, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the one who makes an image in this world will be compelled to breathe life into it on the day of Qiyamah, and he will not be able to breathe life into it. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the people who will receive the severest punishment on the day of Qiyamah will be those that made images. وعن محديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى ومن أظلم ممن ذهب يخلق كخلقي فليخلق ذرة أو ليخلق حبة أو ليخلق شعيرة متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying Allah said who can be more oppressive than the one who tries to create something like my creation. Let them see if they can by creating an atom, a grain, a seed, or a barley seed. Allah Pak is saying, who can be more oppressive than the one who tries to create something like my creation? This creating life is something that is unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can try and create whatever, but to create life, this is something that is unique, completely unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so easily He creates life. Look at the amount of mosquitoes, look at the amount of flies, look at the amount of ants, look at the amount of animals, look at the amount of fish, look at the amount of people. Whatever you look at living, the amount that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is so easy for Him. And if we had to create it, if science had to create something, what would be the cost of creating it? And then too they'll create it, they'll create it with a battery. And that too is not life. It's something that is trying to imitate life. It's not life in its true form where it grows, it gets old, it lives and it dies. This is something completely unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this is hadith Qudsi, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah is saying, what Allah is saying, who can be more oppressive than the one who tries to create something like my creation? Let them see if they can by creating an atom, a grain seed, or a barley seed. This is actually a challenge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that how insignificant insan is. He's so insignificant that he can't even create one atom. He can't create a barley seed. He can't create a grain seed. Completely, completely helpless insan is. Where will he ever be able to create life? This is something that is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to understand this hadith more in perspective, that this is because it's something that is unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person doesn't try and imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those qualities that he is unique in. So if he is unique in creating those things that are with life, then he doesn't even try and imitate by drawing a sketch of it. And he doesn't even imitate by making a photograph of it. Why? Because this is something that is totally unique to Allah. It's not something that is shared by the creation. Allah has made it such that He is the only person that can give life. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi will say a beautiful thing. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah Pak wants to take us out of the gutters. Allah wants to wash us from all our bad memories, all our wrongs, all our history of sin. But yet you find a person, when he has an album and when he takes photographs, then he's got all those photographs of his past. The past that he made Toba of also, those photographs are still there. What he had done when in his young days, those girls that he was possibly would, or that time he may not even have had a beard, or that time this person was in complete ghaflat, his dressing may have not been correct, whatever it is, but he's keeping a history of something. Allah Pak wants him to be forgiven, Allah wants to forgive him, but now he is keeping some history. Now imagine if that history now is shown, say for example he was there with a particular girl in a picture. Now what if his wife had to see that? How will she feel now? that this was my husband. And if that woman had to be married to somebody else, what would their husband feel now? That look at my husband. So all this is completely wiped out in Islam. A person just has to make tawbah, just has to pick up his hand, he has to cry, Allah Pak, so to speak, presses the delete button, completely erased. But now by us keeping these albums and these photos, very often we are keeping our history, and a lot of the history got to do with things that a person didn't need to do, or gunas that a person was involved, and now on his own, after Allah Pak is pressing the delete button, he is keeping the history. So this is just one of the hikmats, one of the wisdoms, why this photography also is not allowed, is that very often things that we don't need to keep, history that we don't need, that day we are keeping for purposes and what? Whenever we do something, it's only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show people. Nobody needs to know about it. Allah Pak knows about it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will present it as though it's live in front of us. So that's all we need to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating or bringing these beautiful qualities in our life. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.